Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, Yerushalmi, daf Memhei, and we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis in Perek Bameh Isha. So the first Gemara that we have here is a Gemara that we had verbatim earlier in the Masechta. So we'll just go through it. The first 10 lines here of the Gemara is that what we've had. So the Mishnah tells us about that a woman cannot go out with a machat hanakuva, with a needle that has a hole, right? If it doesn't have a hole, then it could be a tachshid and the only yisur is drabana. Maybe she'll come take it off. But if it has an eye, so then it's functional and her carrying out is not called a jewelry. It's called a masa, and therefore she be chayev isur da araisa, according to Rebbe Meir. And the Chacham seem to agree to that because they only exempt midaraisa in the last two cases, in the kochlas and the tzloches shalpalyatin, the spice bottle and the little perfume bottle, which is there to stop bad breath or a bad smell. But everybody agrees in the case, or Meir for sure, says the case that it's daraisa. So, says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a braisa, lo yetzei, right in the middle, mem dalam abes. Tani, lo yetzei echayet b'machto shebekelov echayet, a tailor. Remember, we had this in the earlier Gemara, where we spoke about what one is allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, one might forget. So a tailor is not allowed to go out on Erev Shabbos with a needle in his beged, that a tailor, that's what is considered maybe normal. That's where he always has it. Velo halavler bakulmis, and not a scribe with his quill, sheba ozno, on his ear, vatsaba bedugma sheba ozno, or a dyer with a patch or a swatch of a garment that he uses, the Lashokhani Bedina Shab Azna, or a money changer with money on top of his ear. Vim Yatsu, Harielu Patur and Divri Bimeir. And if they actually go out with these on Shabbos, Rebbe Meir still says it's only Asa Durabanan. Because it's not normal. It's not normal to put a coin or put something on your ear or in your baged. Vachachamim's Omer, the Chachamim say no. This is normal for these occupations. Uman b'umanuso chayif. An uman that is involved in his umnis is chayif. But mashba hashar kol adam yotzin mekach. But the Chachamim would say that anyone else who acts in this way would not be chayif daraisa. This gets us into the issue a little bit, which we're not going to get into now, about when do you say batla daito it's a kol adam? When do you say a minority is batla in the majority and the minority's activities are considered unusual? Batla daito it's a kol adam, the Gemara says in one place in the Bavli. Or do you say no, every population is its own entity, and therefore, if this population does it and it's normal for them, it'll be daraisa. And if not, other populations, there'll be a shinui, and it'll only be us to draw about it. But the Braisa says here that according to Rebbe Meir, if these occupational behavior, if they do it, it's still only going to be Durabana according to Rebbe Meir. And the Chamsay is going to be the Araisa. Says the Gemara, Michal Fashitasi Dura Meir, right? So it seems to be a contradiction in the Sheet of Rebbe Meir in our Mishnah and in the Braisa. Why Taman? Taman means really here, even though the word literally means over there, but this is the conversation that we had earlier that's right replanted here. So Taman, in our Mishnah, what does it say? That if you wear the needle on the ear or in the beged, Rameyer says in our Mishnah that if a woman goes out with this needle in her beged or the tabas, the ring that has the chosam, so then it's going to be a chayev chatas. So why in our Mishnah it's daraisa? Excuse me, and in the Braisa, it's going to be Drabanan. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Mana Amar Lastam, Rabbi Avun, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Mana said it anonymously, Rabbi Avun said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Taman, over here, you know why it's Daraisa? Derech Hotzah Ben Ashen. This is considered normal behavior for a woman to go out with a needle. It's not called an unusual way of carrying in the baguette. But because it's Nakuv, it's not called jewelry, and therefore you're going to be Chayat Daraisa. It's called normal way of carrying, but it's not allowed to be carried on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be a masa, which is daraisa. Bram hacha, but in the braisa, tfilin yotzin bekach. Only the novices, the apprentices, go out wearing the needle and the kolmis in those positions, and therefore it's not normal. It's not the normal way of carrying, and therefore that's why it's drabana. And the Gemara says also that the Rabbanan Shita are flipped. Machlav Hashitas and the Rabbanan. Tetaman and Taman. Our Mishnah says, Vacham Potrim Bekochlis Ubekluslochesh Alpayatin. Right? Our Mishnah says that the Rabbanan say, oh, you're potter by those last two. But Habamachan Ukuvachayev. But it sounds like the Rabbanan would agree to the Tanakama, agree to a mayor in a case of the earlier cases in the Mishnah of Machat Nekuva. But the Rabbanan would say that If you go with a needle with a hole, with an eye, so you're a chayiv, it's normal. Vida, and in the braisa, dahi uman bramna. So chayiv, only the uman in his umnis is chayiv, but everyone else would be potter. So our Mishnah sounds like it's talking about regular people, and you'd be chayiv with macher and nekuva, and the braisa is mashma that only an uman is going to be chayiv, but everyone else would be unusual. Am Rabbi Avun, tiftar beisha gidelis. Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about an uman type of person, and that's why it's daraisa. And Isha Gidela is a hairdresser, and therefore it's normal for her to go out, and therefore it's like uman. It's like uman, and that's why it's going to be daraisa. Fine. Period. Where that, so that whole Gemara we already had earlier in the Masechta, now we continue with new. 30 lines from the bottom. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Rav Nachman de Rabbi Nechem Yehi. Maybe our Mishnah that says that if it is a taba'as that has a chosem, A ring that's not just there for jewelry, it has a signet in it that it's used to sign with, and there's like you stamp it in. So maybe, does that reflect Rabbi Nechemya's opinion? Because Rabbi Nechemya elsewhere says that the inside of the signet is crucial, as we'll see in another area of halacha. So therefore here too, you see the signet is crucial, and that's why it's going to be called a masa. Where do we see that it's the signet, the inside that's crucial? The Tanina Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, we have had numerous Mishnayos in Kalim that have been quoted in this Masechta. The Tanina Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Taba'a shel mateches, if you have a ring, and you have the inside of the ring, but different materials. So what if the ring is made out of metal? Taba'a shel mateches, the chosem shel almog, and the inside of the ring, the signet, is made out of almog. Almog is like karl, but for our purposes, it have the same status as wood. Wood comes from the ground, and karl comes from the ground. So, Temeya. So, the Tanakhama says, this Mishnah says that there's difference in halacha between metal kalim and wooden kalim in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. Metal kalim are Tameh no matter what, even if it's a flat. What's called Pshute Kli Mateches. Pshute Kli Eitz, flat wooden, is not Metameh. It's not Metameh. So here, says the Mishnah, this metal ring, even though it has the almog, which is considered wood, wooden inside, it's still Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because you go by the mateches, you go by the outside, the holder, the tabaz shel mateches, and therefore, even though this might be like a flat type of kli, still it's going to be Mekabel Tumah. But the opposite, tabaz shel almog v'chosma shel mateches tahora. But if the outside of the ring is almog, karl, which has the status of wood, and the inside is mateches, is going to be tar. It's not going to be called a kli. Why? Because this is going to be called, as the Karban Eda says, pshute kli eitz. This will be a wooden type of kli without a receptacle inside, and therefore it is going to be tahorim, not makabel tumah. And Tani, Rabbi Nechemya machlif. And Rabbi Nechemya argues. The Brice says that Rabbi Nechemya argues on this. He says, no. The key is the inside. The key is what's inside to determine the definition of the kli. V'chein ha'yav Nechemya omer, Rabbi Nechemya said, b'tabas achar chosmama. By a ring, you go by the chosam. You go by what's inside to determine, how you define the kli. B'sulam achar shalivav. By the sulam, by the ladder, you go after the rungs. Go after the rungs. Let's say the rungs are made out of a different material than the sides. So you go by the rungs. That's the key to the importance of a ladder. You go by the rungs. B'kolav. If you have a board of the way it's described in the Karban Eda, it's a type of board that a chenvani used to use, a pillar, a pole, that a chenvani used to have put hooks on, he used to hang things on. So do you go by the material of the pole or material of the hooks? So, b'kol av achar ma'amidav, you go by the hooks. And ba'ol, change the girsa, bi'ol, by a yoke on an animal, achar simanyarav. You go by the pegs that are in the hole. But either way, you don't go by the outside, you go by the inside, according to Rabbi Nechemya. So in all these cases, you see Rabbi Nechemya goes by the inside, including you go by the stamp inside. So isn't he, the Gemara asks, is our Mishnah reflecting his Shita? Because our Mishnah says that if a woman goes out with a taba'as sheyesh aleha chosem, then it's considered functional and not jewelry, and therefore it's a masa. Just like Rabbi Nechemya says that the inside is what's crucial, right? The chosem is what's crucial, not the outside. So shall we say that our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Nechemya? So the Gemara says no. You don't have to say that. Amar Rabbi Ila, tifater, divrei hakol, b'shehotzia lachtomba. Maybe it's according to everybody, divrei hakol, b'shehotzia lachtomba, where a woman goes out to use it. If a woman goes out to use it, so then according to everybody, she goes out to use it, then even the Tanakama would say that it is the signet is crucial. You see the Pnei Moshe. Tipatela masti isa kedivri akol. The Mark shows siel achtumba. She went out on Shabbos to sign with it. Klomar she nit natna al yada. She put it on her hand. She yehi muchan lachtumba leisat zorich. V'yasas kach b'Shabbos. She put it on her hand to use to sign with, and she went out with it on Shabbos. To bekiyah gavna afilu lerabanan chayeves. Yeah, everybody, even according to Rabbanan, who usually say is determined by the outside, would agree chayev is delav latachshin is kavna liosa yada. She didn't have in mind for it to be a piece of jewelry. Vavikemotzi davar she no tachshit, and therefore the Mishnah does not have to be like Reb Nechemya only. Rabbi Shmuel continuing now. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Zeira ha'isa asuya lakach alakach. If the ring is for both purposes, it's asuya lakach ulakach. So then, hot, that depends why you took it out. Hotzi alachton ba chayef. If you took it out to sign with, then you're kind of designated that purpose chayef. Hotzi alashem tachshid pater af alachosem. But if you took it out to be a tachshid, even if it has a chosem, you're going to be pater, according to the chachamim. Shav achosem tefilah letachshid. Because the chosem will be tavot to the tachshid. Because you're just wearing it. Sometimes there's something that's functional, but you're wearing it just as a tachshid. And therefore, it is going to be allowed. Period. What else are you allowed and not allowed to go out with on Shabbos? Next Mishnah, Halacha Daled. Lo yetze ha'ish, a man cannot go out, lo b'sayef, lo b'keshes, lo b'tris, lo ba'alav, lo b'romach. With all these types of weapons, right? In the previous Mishnah, we said if he goes out with certain types of armor, he's not allowed to, but if he does, it's an issa d'rabbanan. Issa d'rabbanan, because that's clothing, it's just unneeded clothing. So it's an issa d'rabbanan, you might have to take it off, it's called extra, but here these items are just totally weapons, they're not clothing at all. A saif, a sword, keshes, a bow, tris, a shield, v'loba Allah, what's an Allah? The Gemara will talk about it, some type of spear, type of, utensil, v'loba romach, also. V'im yatza, chayev chatas. And here the Tanakhama says, by all of these, you're gonna be, it's an isidaraisa. Isidaraisa, because these are not, beged, these are for sure masa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, tachshit tenhein lo. Rabbi Eliezer argues, what do you mean? Weapons are a tachshit. Weapons are reflective of a gibor, right? And therefore, it's not going to be a problem of masa, right? It's a tachshit. As we'll see more, you're not chayav achatas. V'chachamim omrim? No. The chamim, or the same sheet as the Tanakhama, say, no, einan lo ela lignai. No, it's not so great to carry weapons. It's not the goal of life. It's not looked at as a gevura. Why shenamar? Because doesn't the pasuk say in the beginning of Yeshayahu, that ultimately, the kitsu charvosom le'itim v'chaniso seyom l'mazmeiros. That in the future, all these swords will be plowed into plowshares and the weapons will be right? Nothing, right? Nothing's gonna be used. You see, it's not amazing. It's not a good thing to have all of these weapons, and therefore the chachamim say, it's a gnai. It's a gnai to walk out with them, and it is a masa, it is not something that is, praiseworthy. Not something that is, praiseworthy. This pasuk is only at the beginning of Yeshayahu, second parak in Yeshayahu. And of course, this is the pasuk that is written on the wall outside the UN. Right? The day that all the nations will get together, to read the whole pasuk in parak Beis in Yeshayahu. V'holchu amim rabim. This is talking about the days of Mashiach. V'amru l'chu v'na'ale el ha'ashem al beis elokei Yaakov. Let's all go. V'yoreinu midrachav, let Mashiach teach us from his ways. V'nelchav barachosav, will follow his ways. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That's where Ki mitzion is from. Ki mitzion, right, that's from here. The Goyim are going to say this, Pashtus, in the future. Let's go to Yerushalayim, because Ki mitzion teitze Torah. V'shafat bein ha-goyim, and he, Pashtus, Mashiach, will judge amongst the Goyim. V'hochiach la'amim rabim. V'kitzu charbosam li'itim, and their swords will be cut into plows. V'chaniso sehem la'mazmeiros, and their spears into pruning knives. Lo yisa goy al goy cherev, lo yilmadu od milchama. If you look under Rabbi Schwab's commentary on Yeshayahu, he says, mankind has tried very hard to make this blissfully peaceful vision a reality by its own means, but has so far failed miserably. These words of Yeshayahu are inscribed on the wall opposite the United Nations in New York, but they ring hollow in view of all of the fighting and wars and hatred which exist amongst the member states of the United Nations, and especially in view of the virulent Jew hatred which pervades that organization. Worldwide peace will have to await the coming of Mashiach, and this is reflected in our Kaddish, when we say, Yehei Shlama Rabba Min Shamaya, maybe there be great peace from heaven. Man may make temporary local peace agreements, but he is simply incapable of achieving the universal great peace, right? The Yehei Shlama Rabba, right? The great peace on his own, this can only come from from heaven, and that's Rabbi Schwab noting the irony that where this is written. Okay, but either way, here in our context, it's the basis of the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We continue. Biris Tahora. What's a biris? A biris is some type of garter. It is a strap that holds up a woman's stockings. So Tahora, but it's not a direct usage for the person. So that's why it's not called a kli. It's the usage for a different part of a beged, and therefore it's not makabel toma. So tahora, the yotzim of a Shabbos, and you could go without that on Shabbos. Why? Because a woman's not going to want to take it off, because then her stocking is going to fall down, and therefore should be embarrassed. But kavalim tame, but kvalim are, as we'll see, are a type of strap that makes a young girl not let her legs open wider than they should be, meaning so she doesn't run so much. So Tamein, that's Makabel Toma, because that is directly servicing the person. Then Yosef Ben Shabbos, but that, she can't go out on Shabbos, because then she can just remove that and then run with it, literally. And therefore, that's the difference between Beerus and Kaval. Fine. Ksiv, Vachamushim, Allah Bnei Yisrael, Meiris Mitzrayim, Vachamushim. Right, the armed Bnei Yisrael Eb Mitzrayim, beginning of Bishalach, Malamed, what do you see from Chamusha? Malamed, Shayim Zoyanam, Bachamisha, Mine Zayin. Skipping a word, right? Chamusha means the five weapons that they had, right? There are five weapons that are listed in our Mishnah. Saif, Keshes, Tris, Allah, and Romach. Maybe the main five weapons, so that's Chamusha. There is much to say about the many different Shatim on the Chamusha, right? We don't have to have a Parshish here now, but just to list Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai on Chamushim quotes Aderach Hapshat Yatsu Yisrael Mibitzrayim Chalutzim Kanshei Tzava Hayotzim LaMelchama. Right, Chamushim, they went out armed. V'Avo Bishein Yisrael Kishar HaAmim Sheyutzrichim LeHizdayin Keneged Oivim. And even though Hashem fights our battles and we don't fight like the other enemies, Derech HaTorah LeTzavos is the Derech of the Torah to command Sheyisnahek Adam B'Miksas B'Derech HaTeva V'Hamikre V'Acharkin Yifal HaNes. You do your ishtalus b'derech hateva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then help you out. V'chein matzina, shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua. Yeshua says to Yeshua, sim lecha orev li'ir v'acharea. Make an ambush for the city. Go behind it. V'im melum de'a nisim ha'niflos. Lam yitzach la'orev. There's so many nisim in the days of Yeshua. The walls fell down, and Shemesh begiv on dome. Why do you have to do this ambush? El ha'sheratzon ha'torah b'kach, she'yasa adam b'derech hateva. Do whatever you can. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. That's Chamushim. Chamushim is the five main weapons. The more famous shot that we know from Rashi was Chamushim, that one-fifth. Four-fifths died in Choshech, so that the Mitzrayim wouldn't see all the people that didn't believe die. So that's Chamushim, a lot to say about that, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Vezuhi Allah. So really the rest of the daf is just describing different types of weapons and jewelry. Vezuhi Allah, so what's an Allah? Right, that's the fourth one in the Mishnah. So we know Saif is a spear, Keshes is a bow, Tris is a shield. What's an Allah? Min ma, the Tani Rabbi Yaakov Bar Susi, Rabbi Yossi, Mehem Asai Tarmanes HaGoren. Well, Rabbi Yossi says, when do you take Truma from the Goren, from the granary? That basically means, when is Gemar Malacha? We spent a lot of time in Seder Zerayim. The Chiyav of Maestris kicks in when the Gemar Malacha. When is Gemar Malacha? When you have a nice pile of all the grain. Misha Teyaker Ha'ala. What does that mean? As is described by the Mefarshim. In order to make a nice, neat pile, what they used to do is to stick a long type of kli into the ground, which has a little bent at the bottom, and then they piled all the grain around this kli to kind of keep it straight. And then when they have the piles all there, then you take out this pole out, and then you have a nice pile that's piled up. So that's called an ala, right? Misha teaker ha'ala. When you pull the ala out, so you know an ala is that type chada amra kiminda yakran. So it's some type of a pronged instrument with a bend at the bottom where it sticks into the ground, then you pull it out. Fine. Well, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that the weapons are a tachshit? Chagor charbacha al yarech, gibor hodcha vaderecha. It's your glory. Hodcha vaderecha is your glory. My time in the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan say no. V'chitzu charvosam le'itim. Le'itim means la'atin. La'atin is a type of spade. V'chani sozen la'mazmei roast le'migzion. Right? They'll be crushed to be other types of utensils. But that's not a goal. It's not a goal. It's not a hod v'hadar. And therefore, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Good. The last two points in the Mishnah. We had Beerus and we had Kvalim. So Beerus was what held up the stockings. So Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Beerus, kol shi yechidus. Any single Beerus. But that's right. They're separate on each leg. There's a Beerus that's holding up what's covering her legs. And each of those are Tahora, but, and she's allowed to wear them because she's not going to take it off. Kvalim, kol shi ashashel is b'tayim. The Kvalim is a chain that's between them, as we said, describing keeping the legs somewhat together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beerus zu etzada. The Beerus, is a type of etzada, a type of chain. Demar Rabbi Yehuda, because Beerus, he thinks, is a different type of jewelry, because after all, the following, the Rabbi Yehuda says, v'nigra v'alk is karban, v'nach grievous karban Hashem, right? You have the pasuk at the end of Mato, the end of Bamidbar. In Matos, when they brought all the spoils back from Midian, Vanakriv is Karban Hashem Isha Sher Matzah Klizav Etzada Vitzamid Tabas Agil V'Chumaz L'Chaper Nachasin L'Vnei Hashem. They brought back all of these jewelry. What are all of these pieces of jewelry that they brought back? Etzada Ze. So Etzada. Well, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That Beerus is Etzada. Because what is Etzada? Zu Kedufsala, or a different type, or Prispala, right? Some type of leg band. But that's what a Beerus is. That's why Rabbi Yehuda connected a Beerus to Etzada. Tzamid. Let me go through. What's a tzamid? Shiraya, a bracelet. Kamodat amar vatzmidim al yadeha. Like the pasuk says. Tabas is kaya. Tabas are rings. Agil kedshaya. Agil are earrings. Kamodat tamar vaagilim al aznayach. Right, all these psukim. Kumaz. Yesh omrim. Kumaz is some type of a jewelry that has some part of the female anatomy on it. Yesh omrim zet tfus shal rechem. Some say uterus. Yesh omrim zet tfus shal dadim. Some type of jewelry. Some say it was Rashi quotes ala Torah that it was worn ba'oso makom. Either way, another type of jewelry. Once we're talking about jewelry, we're going to quote another couple of psukim from elsewhere, from Yeshayahu, that talk about lists of jewelry, discussing types of jewelries that were used bizman achurban to use for negative purposes, to use to seduce, but these will be changed into other positive utensils in the future. Again, and Yeshayahu is saying all of this way before. He lived 150 years before the Churban, and he's already forecasting. Bayomahu yasir Hashem es tiferes. On that day, Hashem will remove es tiferes ha'achasim v'hashavisim v'hasaharonim. Right, what are all those things? Paragimel pasu yudches. So each one. Ha'achasim, what are achasim? These jewelries that will be no longer. Kurdikaya, right? Some type of wooden shoe. Kamad tamar uberagleyam ta'achasna. That says with their legs they would anger. Means a woman, the Navi describes that sometimes a woman would walk past a man, and right when she would walk past a man, she would like step. She had a certain perfume in her foot, in her shoe. She would step on it, and it would spray at that moment, which would seduce the man. Hashvisim shiltone. What shvisim shiltone? Some type of veil that's worn on the forehead. Kamoda atamar shavis shel svacha. Of the svacha is of the veil on top. Hasaharonim unkiya. Some type of necklace. Kamoda atamar vayikach hasaharonim asher b'tzavarei gam lehem. Right? They took the saharonim around the neck of their camels. But you see, the pasuk in Shoftim describes the saharonim as laying around the neck. Hanitifos. Right, so now we're getting to the next pasuk that has the list of jewelry. Vahanatifos shel mini. That's the girsa of the Karban Eda, which means different types of perfumes. Hasherus shirayin, bracelets. Haraalos balnadaya, veils. Hapeirim, that's the girsa, peirim. Kalila, some type of crown. Kamadat amar upeirechem al rashechem. Hatsaados, Prufsala, that's what we started off with before, leg bands. Hakishurim, karkisha, some types of bells. Ubate hanefesh, tirgame, akalis. Akalis is unkalis. Unkalis was metargame. Astu muhriya, which means Davar shenitan al bas hanefesh. Something that's put on your, the nefesh, which is your heart. Right? It's put on there. And that's, unkelis. Right? Unkelis is an amazing figure. Right? We know the Gemara tells us in Brachas, person has a chiyuv to be, mashlim, his parshiyosav. So what is that? Echatargum. All of Klal Yisrael. Unkelis hager. We have to do the Torah every week with Unkelis's commentary. Unkelis hager. Unbelievable. And we noted in the past, Rashi is even not more unbelievable. It's even more surprising than Unkelis. Rashi made it into the Gemara. Right? Should I make a echatargum? You could use Rashi too. Or you could use Rashi too. Rashi was 600 years after the Gemara. 500 years of the Gemara. How do you use Rashi to fulfill a mitzvah from the Adin Rabban of the Gemara? Shows the godless of Rashi. Rashi is unbelievable. Rashi got in there. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yarei Shemayim, Yosei Shneim, do Unkelis and Rashi. But Unkelis is an amazing figure. There's a lot to talk about Shnayim Mikra, the purpose of Shnayim Mikra, right? Every Jew should have the connection of Torah Shabbat V'chsav. I mentioned in the past that Daf Yomi, which we're in the middle of now, right? Remeir Shapiro did with Torah Shabbat Peh what the Gemara did with Torah Shabbat V'chsav. Right? That Shnayim Mikra, wherever you go, they're up to the same Parsha. Wherever you go, they're up to the same daf. And that's the parallel that we have. Okay. V'alachashim, continuing. Lachashim are kachaya, their earrings. Why? Why are they called lachashim? Davar shunitan al beis halachisha. The ears are where you whisper in. That's why it's lachshaya. V'atabaos is kaya, rings. Nizme ha'af. Davar shunasan al gavachotem. Something that's put on the nose. Hamachlatzos, pirzumta, some type of cloaks. Hamatafos, Kolvin Uma'afram, different types of, also scarves. Hamitbachos, Savnin Ravervan, big sheets. Hacharitim, we're just giving a pshat of psukim in Navi. Hacharitim, Zunrin Mitzairin, colored bells. Va'ulusreka Mitzairin, another types of colored begadim. Kamada Tamar, as it says, by Aaron HaKohen, Vayikach Miyadam, Aaron took from their hands, Vayatzar Oso, Bacheret. And he took my same word, charitim. And he made it into a type of jewelry. Aaron HaKohen. We'll mention Aaron, but let's first continue. Hagilyonim, galgaya, belts, hasadinim, sadinaya, sheets, hatsnifos, ulraya, some type of turban, kamoda tamar, vaomer, yasimu, hatsnif, hatahara, rosho, viksiv, vahaisi, vaisa, taras, teferas, biad Hashem, vitsif, malucha, bakafa, lokecha, so sif is something on top. Haridim, lasota, some type of clasps. Along the way, we quoted this pasuk from Aaron HaKohen's involvement in the Egel, which is a fascinating sugya to analyze. But remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin. On Dav Zayin in the Bavli, the Gemara there says, Vayar Aaron vayiven mizbeach lefanav. Aaron saw and he built a mizbeach. And Chazal Darshan, vayiven could also be read as Vayaven, right? We know there are no nukudos in the Torah, as the Tshuva of the Radvaz says, so we can read it in many different ways. So Vayaven, he understood. Vayivim Mizbeach, Vayaven Mizavuach Lefanav. He understood from he who was killed in front of him. Chur, his nephew was killed, trying to stop them from doing the Egel. Omar, he said, Aaron said to himself, Ilo Shaman Aluhu, if I don't listen to them, Hashta Avdu Liki to Avdu Bachur. They're going to kill me, and then there's going to be a point of no return. Umakayim bi im yeharig b'miktash Hashem koin v'navi. V'lo havit lu takanta la'olam. There will never be an antakana. Mutav de le'evdu le'egel. Better that they worship an egel after havilu takanta b'tshuva. Maybe they'll have takana b'tshuva. So this sound, you read this Gemara, Rav Asher Weiss quotes this Gemara just as a remez. He says, we know we have the big three of Averis. Big three. What happens if a guy comes along and says, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm forcing you to do one of the big three. You choose. You choose. So which one would you do? Which one would you do? So he says, I don't know exactly. It's not spoken about. But probably, I don't know, I vote is Zara. Killing somebody? Which is worse? Gili Arias? Which is worse? So we would probably say murder is the worst. That's just like, that's how we rub it. So the Maris Chaya says, that's the pshat of this Gemara. Aaron HaKohen says, murder's the worst. Even though it's not Skila. Right? Murder's the worst. And he says, this Gemara is the basis for the Rambam. We're not sure where the Rambam gets it from, but maybe this Gemara. The Rambam gets it. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. The Rambam says, in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Rotzeach, that, right, the only time we have something called a kippah, a jail, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin talks about a jail, is only by a potential murderer that we can't put to death for some reason. There weren't Edim. But says the Rambam, Even though there are sins that are worse than murder, Ein bohen hashkasas yishuv shel olam kishvichas damim. Nothing destroys society like murder. Afilu avodah zarah ve'ein tzarach lomar arayos ochilu shabbos in a kishvichas damim. It's the Rambam's lashon. Dalid tes. Even avodah zarah arayos aren't as bad and destructive as shvichas damim, because all these are avayos ben adam l'chavadish baruch hu shvichas damim avayos ben adam l'chavero. And even if you could, even if ain't v'kol mishish piado avon hariz a rasha gomor. Then call a mitzvah she'asa call yom avshkulon kegel avonzeh. You got all the mitzvahs on one side, murder will outweigh it. You know that from Achav. Achav was an obed about a zara. Achav did terrible things. But why was he ultimately demised? Because of what he did to Navos. And he murdered him. So murder is the crucial one, and maybe that's part of what Aaron did by the Egel. Okay, let's just start the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Yotza Isha b'chutei seyar b'mishalah b'mishal chaverta b'mishal behema. A woman could go out on Shabbos, can go on a Shabbos with hair in her hair, whether it's her own hair or her friend's hair or even animal hair. The Gemara on Shabbos talks about each one of these as an added chiddush. Ubetotafes ubesambuta besbanchein tvurin. And these items that the Mishnah said earlier, you can't go out if they're not tied on. She can't go out if they are tied on. Ubekavul ubepeanachris bachatzer. And a kavul, that's the cap, and a peanachris, a wig. She could go out to the chatzer with these wigs. Ubimoch shabazna. You know what? Let's stop there because we're going to talk a lot about Peyanachris at the beginning of next year. We'll stop there by Moch. Mezashem, we'll continue next time, with Shabbos Daf Menvav.